This is your girl Leah B, and I welcome you guys to In the Mix with Leah B, where I provide a history lesson on all things black music and black culture from a historical perspective. So I told you guys that I will be dropping in the last episode. I'll be telling you guys that I was going to drop each episode each day. I was going to drop it on Monday, but never got a chance to. So I am here today dropping episode 48. So this episode, it is on Mr. Coolio. Man, Coolio, I just remember Coolio was like that dude. I was just like, once I found out about Coolio passing, it was like, dang, like all of my childhood, like rappers, well, he wasn't my favorite rapper, like entertainers are just, you know, passing away and just getting sick and stuff, and it's just like, dang, it's just so sad. I know people don't live forever, but it's just like, duh. Just never thought that he would, you know, pass away so quickly. So let's get into it. His name was artist Leon Livy Jr., and he was born on August 1st, 1963 in LA, Los Angeles, California. But he mostly spent his childhood in Compton. So his mom's did not like, wasn't in the music industry at all. She was the typical 9-to-5 worker. She worked at a factory, and his dad worked as a carpenter. And once his parents got divorced, that's when he moved to Compton when he was 8. He would spend his like free time or whatever at the library, and he started his love for rap when he was a teenager. And how he got the name Coolio was called Coolio Iglesias, after Julio Iglesias, who's the Spanish singer to Enrique Iglesias. That's his father, in case you didn't know that. And it was later shortened to Coolio. So as a kid, he was in and out of like he got arrested. He was in and out of, I guess, jail or whatever. He was, you know, spent time in prison as a teenager. And so as the 90s approached, as the 80s approached, Compton was known as, gangs, well, basically all the California gangs, cocaine, stuff like that. So by the 80s, it was a huge crack epidemic. And that's when he got caught up in the whole crack cocaine epidemic. But he stopped using drugs when he started living with his father in San Jose. And after attending Compton Community College, he had 9-to-5, like regular 9-to-5. Jobs. He was a volunteer fighter. He was a security guard at the LAX airport. Before he became a rapper, he did odd jobs here and there. And he recorded his first single in 1987 called What You Gonna Do. And he also had a song called What Makes You Dance, Force Groove, with New School in 1988. So during that time, he was still trying to get connections in the LA rap scene and whatnot. And by 91, he ended up joining a group called West, WC and the Mad Circle, who was led by this rapper named WC. He was credited. He was a co collaborator, contributor on the group's first album called "Ain't a Damn Thing Change," and the song was called "Dress Code." So by 1994, he went solo, and he signed to Tommy Boy Records, and that's when he released his debut album called "It Takes a Thief," and the lead single was called "Fantastic Voyage." Fantastic Voyage, yeah. And that song became one of his biggest hits of that year. So his debut album peaked at number 8 on the Billboard 200, becoming certified platinum, and the album actually got great reviews as well. It was very humorous and lighthearted perspective too. Basically, he made a change to your typical rap song rap during that time. It was like violent and talked about gang violence and stuff like that. That mostly that you hear about in gangster rap during that time. So by 1995, he released Gangsta's Paradise, and that's when he exploded. And it was on that he had an R&B singer named LV on there, and that song was on featured on Dangerous Minds movie, the Dangerous Minds soundtrack. And it became one of the most successful songs of all time. Now, that's how I remembered him, when he had that song right there. Spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise. Yes. That was like my jam, okay? Couldn't tell me nothing at like 11. And it topped the Hot 100 for 3 weeks. It was the number one single of 95 in the US. And it became a global hit. It went number one in United Kingdom, London, United Kingdom, not England, dang. Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Sweden, Austria, Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, Australia, New Zealand, all those charts that was popular like at that time, like throughout the whole continent of Europe pretty much. And it became the second best single selling single of 95 in the UK. But there was some controversy when Coolio was upset because real Weird Al Yankovic, you probably know who he is, made a parody of his call of the song called "Amish Paradise," and Coolio was not cool with it at all, period. And because he didn't ask for permission to for him to use that song. So, but that still became a hit for Weird Al Yankovic too. And also at the 95 96 Grammys, he won best solo rap album performance. And Originally, the whole Gangster Paradise was not even supposed to be on Coolio's albums. He said that it led to him not putting it on his next album because it basically, I guess, didn't fit the formula of what he was trying to do. So basically, it was a sample of Stevie Wonder's song Pastime Paradise, which was re that he recorded like 20 years before for his album Songs in the Key of Life. And the album Gangster Paradise was released in 95, and it was certified 2x platinum by the RIAA, and it sold 2 million copies in the US. The other songs that were on there was called 1 2 3 4, Something New, Too Hot, and he had a song with one of the guys from Kool and the Gang singing the chorus. So after that, he became no longer the member of the group. The group he was in called that was started by WC and the Mad Circle, but he was still, did features on their album called Curb Serving, and he had a song on there. It was a song on there featured him called Twist. And 96, he was just everywhere doing that. In the mid 90s, he was like, he had another song called It's All the Way Life. It's All the Way Life. I think that was a sample. I forgot who who was the original creator of that song for the movie soundtrack called Eddie. That was with Eddie Whoopi Goldberg, because I remember seeing that movie. I didn't particularly like that movie. That movie was kind of stupid. But anywho. And also, he had a song on the Space Jam soundtrack. That was my movie, too. Called Hit 'Em Up High. And it was with Method Man, LL. Everybody was on there. Method Man, LL Cool J, and Busta Rhymes. And also in 90. Six. Oh, honorable mention. In 2014, there was a band that covered Gangster's Paradise for their album called Punk Goes the 90s, Volume 2, and Coolio made a cameo in that movie, in that video, in their music video. So by 96, in 1996, 96 was his year, he appeared on this group called Red Hot Organization's compilation CD. It was Biz Markie, Wu-Tang Clan, Fat Joe, and other hip-hop artists at that time. And it was basically to wear raise awareness for the AIDS epidemic among Black people, African Americans and whatnot. And also, he did the theme song during that time called Aw, Here It Goes for Kenan and Kel. I love that show. That show was like the bomb back in the day for Nickelodeon. That used to come on Nick at Night. And which that show ran for 4 seasons and whatnot. And also, he had a song, I mean, an album that came out called My Soul that came out a year later in 97. He had it had a good one good song on there called See You When I When You Get There. It went platinum, but it didn't reach success like his first two albums did, unfortunately. And that during and by that time, that's when he was dropped from Tommy Boy Records. And by the 2000s, he had a song, album called Coolio.com that was released in 2001, and then in 2003, by the mid, the early 90s, it was called El Cool Manfizo. And by 2006, he had a song called Return of the Gangster. In 2008, he had a song with, no, he had a song called, an album called Still Here. I mean, in 2009, he had a song from, I mean, an album called Top to Bottom. And 2007 was when his last album he had was called Long Live the Thief, which didn't do well at all. And he had another minor hit with in the UK in 2006 called Gangsta Walk with Snoop Dogg. And by the mid 90s, I mean the 2000s, he was making TV appearances on like all these different shows and whatnot. It was a German show, reality show he was on. He was on Futurama, a bunch of other straight to video TV shows. He was on the UK version of Celebrity Big Brother and a bunch of other shows as well. And he was on Rachel Ray and another cook name, I guess Guy, whatever his name. It was a celebrity cook-off show that was on Food Network. And then by 2013, he was on an episode called Wife Swap. And he basically, by the late 2000s, in the 2010s, he did like pretty much like found like pun found he founded a he did a lot of charity work. He became a spokesperson for the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, because he was a had asthma tremendously. And he also did some work for climate, for environmental justice and climate change, to educate at historically black colleges and universities. He had like four, he had like 10 kids by like 1996, and he was married by 96 and whatnot. But by March, the last show he was on was called, in March of 2022, Australia's Today Extra, where he revealed he had 5 grandchildren. And by September 2022, that's when he passed away. So yeah, so that is pretty much it for this podcast episode. May Coolio rest in peace. I'm sure he's, you know, living it up in heaven in gangster's paradise. So hope you guys enjoy this episode. Episode 49 will be dropping tomorrow, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And I'll be done with all the November episodes and going into December. Some new things are coming up in December as well, so I'll be doing another interview with a guy in December, so be on the lookout for that. And if y'all want to keep up with the podcast, it's on all social medias. I'm on Facebook, In the Mix with Leah B. Instagram, In the Mix with Leah B. What else? Twitter, In the Mix with Leah B. And if you want to get on my website for the podcast, it's In the Mix with Leah B.
anchor.com where you can fill out episode request form if you would like to tell me what the upcoming episodes you would like to for me to artists you want me to talk about. I'll repost it on social media and everything. So alright y'all, you guys have an awesome evening and all that good stuff. So alright y'all, y'all be blessed. Peace and love.